The tale of two Kims on the Korean Peninsula has taken another twist. A South Korean government watchdog agency has uncovered a $200 million payment made by the government of outgoing South Korean President Kim Dae-jung to North Korean leader Kim Jong-il just before their famous summit in June of 2000. Opposition leaders are calling it a bribe, pure and simple, to get the unpredictable North Korean leader to attend. Their historic meeting resulted in the South Korean leader winning the Nobel Peace Prize. NPR's Rob Gifford reports from Seoul.
Seoul's newspapers shouted their sensational headlines at empty streets today as offices and stores closed for the first day of the Lunar New Year holiday. Kim Dae-jung has defended the transfer of money as being for inter-Korean economic projects and sustained development of inter-Korean friendship. But opponents in Seoul and in Washington have been outraged.
Here we have a regime winning Nobel Prizes for peace, making payoffs to the most oppressive dictator in the world today, including even Saddam Hussein.
Michael Horowitz works at the Hudson Institute in Washington.
We don't know all the details at this distance, but it confirms my own suspicion of the moral and political corruption of the Kim government in South Korea.
Kim Dae-jung's spokeswoman quoted the outgoing President Kim as saying the unique nature of inter-Korean relations has forced him to make several tough decisions as head of state, and he appealed for public understanding. Balbina Huang of the Heritage Foundation in Washington is not sure they'll give him that. She says it all makes Kim's Nobel Peace Prize, of which South Koreans are so proud, look like a fake.
When it comes to light that President Kim may have bought his Nobel Prize by, for example, passing money on to Kim Jong-il and engineering this very successful, at least symbolically, the summit between the two Koreas. I think all of this will cause great cynicism and great disappointment among the South Korean people.
Not only that, says commentator Michael Breen, who's lived in South Korea for the past 20 years, it could lead to charges in court against the outgoing president.
The rather vengeful cycle of Korean politics that we've seen with previous presidents. Essentially, I think we see this as sort of a final humiliation for Kim Dae-jung.
A harsh final curtain, perhaps, for a man who's given his life to establishing democracy in South Korea. His old-style backroom deals now exposed by the very transparency he spent his life trying to establish. Kim steps down as president on February 25th to make way for his successor, No Moo-hyun. No is committed to continuing the sunshine policy of engagement towards the North. But this week's revelations will strengthen the hand of those who want to follow the opposite path. Rob Gifford, NPR News, Seoul.